That was pretty good. Craig got you on that. And I wonder if Brother Hoffman was in a position to check out the mistakes.
Oh, he was.
Okay, because...
He texted me.
Okay, he did? Okay, that was nice. I just like the idea of little Twin Towers, little action, Love Slim. I mean, the three ball. It's everything that when I hear us talk about the Loizards that I see in the Mystics developing in front of my eyes. I'm hoping that's the way with the Wizards. I know it's day and night, but when we start talking about youth and your picks, your draft picks, where you know they hit and they're going with two out of three, going to come injury situation, but what more do you want, man? Legitimate guard, two bigs, slashers, rebounders. They play hard. Sometimes they come up against, I mean, the W is loaded. The Valkyrie, I mean, they are this first year. New York, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I find it very entertaining, highly competitive, and I think we're going to be aight. I really do.
Before the season,
mm-hmm.
Did you think the Mystics were going to be this good, though, Doc?
I didn't know who they would select. You mean before they made their draft picks?
I mean, even after the draft picks, obviously we were getting three rookies.
No, I'm not going to. How could I have?
Okay.
I watched Notre Dame. I saw because I remember she was at Stanford and went to the Trojans. And I was watching, not for her, but I was watching because she had the most exciting human being on the planet, one or two.
Yeah.
And then when she went down, I saw her offense. Her offensive rebounding, because that's what gets me excited. Defensive rebounding is what you do to earn food and water. Them offensive boards and putbacks. Iria Finn, this is what she's showing me she got. Ooh.
She's a dog.
She's something else. And then, I mean, it's also first-year coach.
Yep, Sidney Johnson.
First year. Coming at this thing, and I, you know how hard, because you know how hard it is to develop chemistry and to have people that accept roles. And in basketball, the defining message to me is how hard people play without the ball and give themselves up defensively. Everybody, for the most part, wants to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for people that want to defend and also create turnovers. Just be a pain in your rear end. And they got that. They've got that. And then, I mean, there's stars. Every night they're playing a star. That's what the W shows me now. I don't recall a game when somebody rolls and they don't have a dog. That if you don't stop her, she going to put up 25-30, and you're not going to beat them. Used to be just one. Not, they may have two.
Some got three and some, four.
There you go. That's why this is so, so exciting. And that you can be, you know, a league, I love it when you can gain recognition, be a star, and your defensive game exceeds your offensive production. And you're considered a star. Damn near co-rookie of the year last year. That's important in sports because usually we just run the offense. And if you got some Rodman-like tendencies, you wouldn't even be mentioned. But that's what flair makes. The W shows us how to appreciate things for other reasons as well. And the best thing going for the league now is bad for her personally. But when the meal ticket is not even playing. I don't see no lack of attendance. I don't see no empty arenas.
Yep.
They balling, man, and hopefully she'll return. But if she don't, it's just she's out for this year. I thought she had the league on life support a year ago.
Yeah.
Now,
they got real fans now.
They got some legitimate diehards. And I just think it's done well. I mean, we hear our coverage. And also, what I love, what Monumental does, they cover your sport. The pre, the end, the post, all are very well done, in my opinion. And their talent is outstanding. And so it's entertaining. It's entertaining. And informative, because that's the most important thing. Because with a lot of us, you're learning the WNBA for a lot of people. And the support is awesome. And I give Craig huge props. Craig was there live when it wasn't popular. And that's important. He was way ahead of the game. Yeah, he was way ahead of the game. And that's important. Just like I say with Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo was talking hockey when people were like going, okay, what's your point? You know what I mean? Like he's got WWE. He's a trendsetter. And that's important because we all have to grow in this because not everything is entertaining to you until you get into it a little bit. And then you need a couple dogs, and all of a sudden, I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, but that's the thing about women's sports in general. Like, they just more so needed a bigger platform. They just weren't given that. And now that they have it, I think everybody is just seeing how entertaining the leagues are. It's not just basketball.
No, it's awesome.
It's all of it.
You remember when they were disrespected? How many years ago has that been NCAA, the locker room? Was it about 4 years? Maybe 4 years ago? When they put them in like a... It was so disrespectful based on the men and what they had going. They gave them a locker. And it was just disrespectful. That's over. No, things are catching up. And this labor deal is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to talk about. I mean, that's what they're still, you know, trying to figure out now in these CBA negotiations, just because the WNBA players really are generating a lot of money. And it's also crazy, though, like some of the stipulations that the men have that the women don't have. Like, they don't get any type of revenue from the jersey sales. Like, Caitlin Clark, she probably could have made so much money just off her jersey sales. Angel Reese. Or, like, even if you look here locally in the DMV, like, you got Brittany Sykes, who is a popular
slim,
jersey.
Man, yeah.
Kiki, Sonya, like.
Sonya, man. All of them. They're big.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, though.
Big deals.
Now, you can correct me. The NBA has swallowed a lot of cash.
Yeah.
They had them on life support. Now, if that's true, I'm going on what I've heard. There were years that they were losing and the NBA was paying. So that's why I give them a little bit of grace on it. But I'd have to do a Hoffman and take a deep dive to figure this thing out. Because there were years where, I mean, when Sue Bird was dominant,
mm-hmm.
Only ballers were seeing it. Man, Gino, man, it was silly.
Yeah.
It's flat out silly. And now, just looking at what LSU, South Carolina, Tennessee, what Pat Summitt did, John loved Pat Summitt. I used to say, can you imagine Coach Thompson coaching women? It would, but he said Pat Summitt, and he was into it. He'd have been great at it if he wanted to do it. But the game now, I mean, I'm not just doing it like because I have a sister, or if I had a sister that was playing. It's not about that. When I tell you, some of these things we have to watch. We have to watch because it's being covered. You got to watch golf. You got to watch tennis. You got to watch soccer. If you really care about your audience, you got to at least be able to check some things out. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to pay me to watch WNBA play. I'll pay you. Because it's entertaining. You know, I'm seeing shots blocked. I'm seeing everything but that over-the-rim thing. And there are dunkers, but that's not what I need from them. But playing defense and knocking down threes. And that's why Caitlin's thing was so crazy. But, yeah, it's good. And now they're growing. And that growth is rough. Because, you know, you tend to don't stretch the rubber band too long and have it snap. You feel that is there a city area you think needs a team? Just getting a team, you up on that?
I mean, I'm excited for the expansion. You got teams, well, you got cities like Detroit, Philly, and
Isn't Josh supposed to be in on that?
Who?
Josh Harris, the Harris Group. Were they not
in
looking?
Philly?
Yeah, in Philly.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Be a good It seems like it's a good investment.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that there are some other, you know, big cities that I think it's Boston that's getting
Boston. No, Boston.
Let me the NBA expansion teams. So you got Cleveland, Detroit, Philly. That's what it was. I thought it was Cleveland, but I was like Cleveland, Detroit, they're not too far from one another.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's exciting. And the Detroit Shock, they used to be in Detroit. I forgot. There were some people on Twitter talking about who wants to go to Detroit. I'm just like,
are you kidding me?
When the Detroit Shock were there, they were selling out their, you know, their games and stuff. Like, they had fans out there. They had to just end up, you know, relocating. So,
man, the Pistons, let me tell you what. I've covered Pistons with during the bad boy era. There, nothing was like that.
The city's on the up.
The city is so, they've got such a history. And you know, it comes down to Tigers. Well, it's really Red Wing City. The Wings? Hey, man. I'll never forget the time I'm doing college football, doing a game. I pop in town. You need to go into a sports bar on Saturday. What do you expect? Saturday in November. You come into a bar. You land a plane. You come, blah, 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 get your car. You go to a sports bar. You go in. What do you expect to see? College football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the night game in the SEC. Pac-10, it'll be the 6 o'clock game. I'm thinking I'm watching Trojans, Bruins, Cal, whomever. I went into a Chicago bar like an idiot. Looked around and said, excuse me, is it possible to get at least one of these sets on college football? And, man, looked like everybody at the bar. It's like when Westerns. Like, I walked there, everybody looked around the bar and said, hey, man, it's Saturday night. It's hockey night in Detroit. Red Wings. And I said, I beg your pardon. Go Wings. And politely walked my behind out of there. I couldn't believe it. Every tube was on the puck. Saturday night, around 10 o'clock in Detroit. They ain't playing. They're not playing. And so when a team has been down and it bounces back, I look at that because we need some bounce back. You're not worried about the Nats thing. I'm a wreck. Because I know that I want to know that we're striving for something. I don't want us to be in free fall where we're making the decision of whether or not we're going to keep a team. Do you want to manage? Do you want to own? If you don't want it, hit the road, Jack. Let's flip this and get somebody in here who is effervescent, who wants to own, wants to run, wants to win. I don't want to be in this and feel like we have no chance. That's not fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun. Hell, if the Cheetahs can reverse their fortune and come back and be good, I mean, whether you like it or not, Houston's a hard out. It's 6:14 here in the nation's capital. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHN, and of course, superhero Anthony Haney. Stay with us. 301-230-0980. Time to light it up. In case you missed it, Iron Man Haney is throwing around 2.25 in the midst of his workout. That's just his workout. We're not talking about no max.
Yeah, that sounds slight.
No, this is what he just throws up, you know, to get his job done. So, of course, you know who in the building, and I'm not going to mention it to him at all because he's going to say he can handle it, and we know that that is not the case. this summer, this is this you know, less than 6, 7, 8 days, it's football. Now, the Hall of Fame game, you haven't been to Canton yet, right?
I have not, but it's tomorrow, I know.
Bucket list for you. Because you would love it. Because it's historical. It's got, they do a great job. You'll love it. But do you feel it yet? Because I need to see a tackle football game. I don't care who plays. And then I'm going to come back to you and go, what is the biggest story right now in the NFL?
Biggest story?
Yeah, biggest story. What are people talking about more so, the water cooler talk? Where's the curiosity? I mean, because just think of it this way. When the Heisman Trophy was announced, and I saw my boy do his pose, do his thing, a two-way player in the NFL, and it's not the buzz of the summer. Guy, he's taking reps. He's legitimately going to double meetings. It is not the number one story this summer. Correct me if I'm wrong, if it is not. A man going legitimately both ways, hadn't seen this since prime. It's going both ways. I haven't seen one special on AFC. Who is the most discussed individual so far in training camp? It's the number one story.
If I had to.
Yeah, we're going to you. The pride of Syracuse University.
I think it's Micah Parsons.
Okay, and you say Micah Parsons.
And if it ain't him.
No, ain't no if, ain't. It's one or the other, Liddell. Yeah, don't be doing the Willingham.
I'm just saying the dude, he plays on Dallas.
I'm not saying it's wrong. You're wrong. I'm going with Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Okay. And Micah Parsons or Shedeur. But I'm asking the public right now, what is the buzz of the summer? What are you most interested in seeing? What are you imagining? Is it JD5? I don't know.
I feel like that is a different. What am I most interested in seeing?
We're a few days away or a day away from pro football.
Yep.
What is the buzz of the summer?
Oh, I definitely want to see Shedeur as well.
But what is the number one? So it is the number one story right now in the National Football League.
So for preseason then?
Preseason. That's all we got.
Okay.
Got it. It might preseason. Be Parsons. It's usually surrounding Jarrah. But I don't think that's number one because I think we all know Jarrah's game now. Before, we didn't really know.
Yeah, we weren't familiar with
the game. We know Jarrah's playing this just for publicity. Okay, so now we're not at a concern. Watt signed the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
This boy is a beast. I mean, he just – Aaron Rodgers has not dominated this summer. There are people that flat out do not think this is going to work. He dominated last year and the year before that in the summer. It's been Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even talked about the Wolverines' return in Detroit. It's the first time we've mentioned it on this air.
Yep.
And he is a beast. Have mentioned it. The other question I'm going about, you know, Lonell Willingham just walked in the building. He's got an aura about him. You know, I knew the temperature had changed. I didn't know what it
was.
Should
we ask him real quick?
Let's ask him.
Big L. And nah, seriously.
We got a question for you. Oh, and now he's high siding this.
Yeah.
There he is. We got a question
for you. Serious question for you.
Okay.
You can hear?
You all are using up your unpaid appearances for the month.
I don't want you in here.
No, we actually had a
I don't want you in here. Let's get that straight.
We had a quick question for you. Okay. Can you do 225 on the bench?
What?
He did 225. He did the sets.
I did 225 college for 22 reps. I rep 22 reps of 225.
I got you. See, I knew you'd beat him.
Are you kidding?
I knew you'd beat him.
That was part of our weight training test.
So before, you would eat. Okay, good. Started. I thought I picked you.
Yeah.
He was
225.
Okay, so we're going to do this.
He can dribble the ball all around.
Okay, so we're going to do this.
Yeah, he don't want no bump with 225 with me. Are you kidding me?
Hey, look, no,
that's a light day.
Hey, look, we're going to put this to the test, brother, man.
We're going to put it to the test. That's going to be our thing for this summer. You call it. Win. Win.
We go down right. We go Right after the show.
Huh? No, you don't want to do it now. You want to train.
You say after the show?
You said after the show, and you want to train.
What time your show end?
He don't end till 10.
Oh, I'm not staying till 10.
No. No, can you beat him? Okay, so it's on.
We got this now.
We got to make this happen.
But
a liftoff.
See, the thing about Linnell, he speaks with so much emphasis.
No. But he sounds so confident about everything. Like, if you didn't know better, you would think, A, that he's got a gym membership.
22 reps? I don't think Linnell's doing
22? 22 reps. He said it.
He must be hanging out with Little.
It's a beautiful thing.
Little.
You know Little could do it. I guarantee you Little has done it already. We got to get Little to come to this, too.
225.
225.
22 times?
He said it. You got it on air.
No.
So. Did you earmark that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got
good.
That for sure.
Because now we got him saying it.
So like one of my friends, he's in the NFL. He did it 30 times. And he actually works out, lifts. 4-year captain at the school.
Do you know how funny this is going to be?
And Linnell said he did that 22 times.
22 times.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see.
You know what the beauty about now with technology? This is one thing as a senior citizen that I'm very honored to be able to say I'm on this earth and I can see this.
Yeah.
See, back in the Stone Age, you could say damn to anything. Nobody could fool you. Couldn't prove it. Now, he said 22 times. I'm going to put odds on this that he doesn't get it up 8 times.
Yeah, I don't got
it. I don't think he'll get over 10.
He's not getting a double digits.
No way. This is going to be. Because he's going to do it. That's how he's built. He just lights up with a challenge. You know, he outweighs you by 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, first of all, he shouldn't even have taken it. He should have been insulted that you would challenge him in a weightlifting deal. And he took the bait. He can't reject competition. He just can't.
That's what I love about our generation of the doc.
Yeah.
We love sometimes it is filled with some delusion, but.
Yeah. You know, Craig would have taken him off.
Competitive by
nature.
Craig
wouldn't do it. Craig wouldn't do it.
No.
But.
No.
But I think Craig could do it.
Yeah.
I think he could. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think he could. Oh, boy, 629. It doesn't get any better than this. 301-230-0980 is the number. Take a quick break. We'll come back. Were you a Fred Flintstone guy? That's a little bit. I mean, I know our generation.
I love the Flintstones, man.
I grew up
watching that.
It's not very close, but you know who Fred Flintstone is, right?
Yeah.
You
who
do?
Barney is too.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I don't see you as a cartoon guy.
What you mean?
I just don't.
Like now, I actually don't watch. I don't watch a lot of anime now. I don't. But growing up, I was culture for sure.
Okay.
I was watching SpongeBob. I was watching.
See, I don't even know who SpongeBob is.
Huh? You know about the Flintstones, but you don't know about SpongeBob?
No, Flintstone. Well, I lived through the Flintstones.
Oh, okay.
Through Fred. I did SpongeBob.
And you didn't watch SpongeBob, though?
No.
About Power Rangers.
Well, the boys were into that. They were really into Power. And I bought those as gifts. So, and Aaron, man, he was a Power Ranger. That was a big movement. They sold a lot of those. Maybe that was it.
What about Pokemon, Digimon?
Maybe they would. See, I was G.I. Joe guy.
G.I. Joe. Okay, we had G.I. Joe as well.
You had G.I. Joe too?
Yeah, but probably had like one or two seasons of G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was.
The Thundercats?
No. So you got to understand.
The Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons was. That's my wheelhouse.
Okay.
The Jetsons. That's why now, because there are areas like in New York and Chicago where you can literally, ain't no Uber, you can copter from one building to another. I mean, that's kind of happening a bit. But, yeah, I thought that was just total make-believe. It's hard even for me to imagine. I'm so glad I got to see black and white TV. Otherwise, people would be talking about it. I wouldn't even know what they were talking about. And it shows you how old you are when I actually saw the breakthrough from black and white to color. When a VCR, there was no, I mean, some of the things to me that I lived through that I think show you the landscape that are really interesting, and that shows you, we're talking about games and sports is competitive and whatever, but there's some people that have created some things that are unbelievable. I mean, like the offense is how the progression of it, but just in life, so many things are just unbelievable to me. I remember my grandmother making ice cream. You'd have to churn. She'd go, Rick, come in, grab this and churn. You look with some of this ice cream, you got a homemade ice cream. I mean, who does that now? That was like a thing. I think of a lot of these things as it goes on in the technology as these years pile up, and I go, we're about to watch another season of the NFL. And black and white, Rydell cleats, no turf. And it's amazing. It really is. And this new stadium that could happen, to imagine how nice this stadium could be, RFK, that to me is hard for me to wrap my arms around. I'm hopeful. But I almost don't want to. It's just hard for me to imagine how nice it could be. Just the locker room improvements that the Harris Group has made. Do you know what that locker looks like to me? We had like it's almost like, are you kidding me? Our locker, and it was just. They're high schools. They had better locker rooms. And now they're like at a whole different level. So it's interesting. It's So what's Jupe? Jupe, what's on your mind? Where's Jupe from? You didn't tell me where Jupe's from. Jupe a Martian? Jupe, where you from?
Hey, what's a goon to a goblin, Doc? But no, I'm from West Virginia, my guy.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, listen.
Mountaineers?
I just wanted. Huh?
Are you a Mountaineers fan?
I grew up in Maryland, but I moved to West Virginia like a couple years back.
Okay, all
right. So I'm out there right now.
All right, good. So you're a turn. All right.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
DC, all that. I just want to chime in on these cartoons y'all was talking about. Listen, I just want to rattle off. The first thing I want to say is they don't make Saturday mornings like they used to when I was growing up. When you was very excited to wake up early, watch all the cartoons. I know some cartoons that you probably know, like Voltron, He-Man, you know, all those good stuff.
They I mean, the kids, see, I miss, like they, see, you're talking about cartoons early. First of all, when it's early for me, there's one TV, and right. It wasn't in your room. It was in the living room. Zenith,
right.
Floor model, and... You wasn't waking up watching no cartoon unless your mom was at work or had to go early. Right, you was right. Doing something. You know what I mean? It's like the whole idea of Saturday morning, I don't recall that like that. Because if you were seen right. In the house, you had to do something. So my thing was to always be gone. I got a game. I got to run out. Because at least once you got out the house, you know, most of the time we spent was outdoors. You know, you and neighbor, you. Hey, I don't remember being sitting around in a house.
I do.
And see, crazy thing about that, Doc, my dad was the same way. I very limitedly had the opportunity to enjoy those Saturday morning right. cartoons.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about, wait a minute.
But I'm saying, like, those times I did get to enjoy,
yeah.
Like, the day of today now, it's not the same, man. Like, when I woke up, it was Fantastic Four, Iron Man, yeah. X-Men,
yeah.
Biker Mice from Mars. You had the Street Sharks. You had all those classics that came on.
See, I was a Three Musketeers guy. I did like Three Musketeers. But see, Batman was huge. I mean, when Batman went primetime, 60s, I mean, at 8 o'clock, and I'll tell you what, now, it seems like I was a caveman, but to not appreciate a VCR, you know, when you had to be somewhere on time, where right. there was no way to record anything, so your behind yep. had to be home at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, on the, or you just missed it, or you were late. Exactly. The intro to Batman, to this day, mm-hmm. sends off, it takes me back in time to hear that intro to Batman. Oh, my
God. Batman came on when I got home from school.
That's right.
So, man, I run home.
You run home.
I run home to get home from
school. Because no, you couldn't tape anything. You had to be there. I'll tell you another one. Exactly. My Favorite Martian. Man, I was so into My Favorite Martian. Yeah, couldn't believe it. No, that's interesting. And some of these things, I haven't thought about some of these things in 50 years.
Right. And you know what? Some of those cartoons, they have little specials. They come on like, yeah, we about to do this. They had an X-Men special or a Spider-Man special. They come on like 8 p.m.
Yeah, I remember Spider-Man. I remember Spider-Man. Yeah. But it was never cool because nobody was cooler to me than Batman. It's like Man from U.N.C.L.E. When I start thinking of things mm-hmm. that the grown folks might be watching, you might be able to get into it. Like Ilya Kuryakin, Man from U.N.C.L.E. And like to me, like Bill Cosby, it was such like a mega star to me because I've seen him like in his, I mean, forever. And there were so few African Americans on TV.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's not like you, yeah, I mean, let's keep it real. It really seems, I mean, the transformation in time, technology, all of these things, I really think about them often. And it's funny. That's why I love being around these young kids. Like Linnell, these kids, he's 26, 27 years old. But I go, I have shoes. I got boots older than Linnell.
Yeah, they don't realize.
They don't get it. They don't get it. They roll the, and they never had to roll the window down. Everything automatic for them. They ain't roll
none of that.
They ain't roll no window down. They ain't never turned the head to hit your button on the to get the FM to dial. All these things.
We had to rewind our favorite tracks to get back to the part we wanted to listen to.
Absolutely.
It was no automatic skip back. Nope, we had to rewind that joint and find it.
And sometimes I wish we could just force them to go through it so they could really gain an appreciation for the things. But
hey, Doc, they would lose their mind.
I said Anthony, he would be lost. If he had to push buttons, if he had to go back and dial back, it'd be because he's a tech freak. So he got all the technology, EJ's engineer and all that. Man, I'm telling you back, the AM radio itself, this is so funny when I think about it. You know, when you FM, you were who? What? They don't even know what a transistor is. Having a trans, when you thought you were so cool, you had. Oh man, I tell you what, and to break an antenna, oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, it's a rat. Oh,
see, they don't know nothing about putting no clothes hanger for the rabbit ears. Every knob on any TV we ever had always broke, and the youngest in the house was always the remote control. I can tell you, Rick, go over there and change the channel.
Stand by the antenna.
That's the antenna. Oh my God!
Left a little bit.
Yeah, he's looking at me now like he don't even know what I'm talking about because he ain't lived through none of this. He's
Dog.
No.
Oh
what?
My gosh! The antenna.
Your father ain't never had a TV in the house.
My
that needed
grandmother did.
Grandma. Okay, grandma. Yeah. Okay.
To, you know, make sure to get the signal.
Put some aluminum foil on something?
Nah, I didn't do that. I mostly just held it up or something, you know. Set it at an angle.
Oh, he put that foil. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man. And next you go and talk about when your folks made wine or made ice cream, homemade ice cream. Oh, God, man. You had to grind. You had to turn that knob. You had to grind that stuff up. I'm telling you, man, these kids don't get it, man. I have to take them back a little bit.
They don't.
Yeah, I got eight.
They don't know about them struggle meals, Doc. My dad, he made this meal called a shot, mm-hmm. where it was, see, my dad, he was in jail. It was oodles and noodles. He mixed it with a little bit of tuna fish, some other stuff. And, man, let me tell you, he wouldn't make it a lot. But when I ate that stuff, I'm like, yo, this is like better than sliced bread.
This cuisine.
Yeah, and see, another thing, too, Jupe, they don't know nothing about no saltine crackers.
Yes, I do,
man. Oh, no.
No, they don't know nothing about no salt. No saltine crackers. No sardines.
Sausages. Yeah.
And some salt. Oh, you know about no Vienna salt.
Me and my brother used to be mad anytime my mom had to go out because my dad knew one or two meals.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and pork and beans.
Yes, sir.
Or pork and beans and hot dogs.
Man, is that the best? I swear to God. And don't talk about a link. A link sausage?
Right.
Oh, my, and some beans. And how about some navy beans? How about some navy beans? How about some pigtails?
Yes, sir.
How about some pigtails? Oh, you looking at me now. You've had pigtails.
Pigtails?
Pig feet?
No, I don't eat chitlins. My family does.
Chitlins? Chitlins?
I don't eat that stuff.
See what you done started, Jupe? You going to get us run off the air.
Sorry.
Hey, man, take care of yourself, brother. Number love for
all
you.
All right, you too, man.
All right, 757. 757, hail to the W.
Hail to the W, man. Hey, you know, Baby Chuck ain't up on game. You said pig feet. He said, no, I don't eat chitlins. You don't know about this.
It's all the same, man.
No, pig feet. Pig feet, chitlins.
I ain't eating no pig feet. I ain't eating chitlins. I'm not eating none of that.
You ain't eating no brains?
Pickle pig feet.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Hey, look.
Y'all
how about this, Doc? How about this, Doc?
Yeah.
This is the phone technology. They don't know about that rotary phone. You had to dial it over, then wait for it to spin back, dial it again. If you dial the wrong number, you had to start all over again.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, I love these brainiacs. I mean, the people that took the... Yeah. And whenever time I hear him talk about Doppler radar... Man.
They don't know about them fried bologna sandwiches. And if you had no, if all the bologna was gone, you had to make a syrup sandwich.
I don't know about no syrup, but I tell you what, bologna.
Take syrup and put never syrup had.
Oh yeah, syrup, like putting water in your cornflakes, water and sugar.
Yep.
You know, you out of milk.
Water and ketchup.
Yeah, you out of milk. No problem.
Look, yeah. Those were character building moments.
Yeah,
that's all. That's
water and ketchup. Hey man. You don't know about taking the pliers to the knob on the TV.
Absolutely. That was my job.
Put the pliers on,
that was the pliers. Remember, Ricky, go over there and change it. That thing stripped, that Zenith, floor model Zenith. And I tell you what, Anthony never had no plastic on his furniture either.
Never had no plastic.
Come on, Anthony. Your folks, he had no plastic.
I had plastic. I had plastic on my couch.
You had plastic on your couch?
Yes. Even in the 2000s. My grandmother had plastic.
And I knew your grandmother.
And then also my parents, too.
Hey,
man, yeah. I hated that.
I did, too.
I said, what?
My mother would tell us to go to sleep, and we'd turn it, because we had the black and white TV. We'd take the color knob and turn the black all the way down low, turn the sun so we could just see the shadow but still watch the TV. You don't know about that black and white.
No, that's it. But I tell you what, the plastic.
Right and black.
And the plastic was like, and everything was for company. The heck with y'all. Right. Everything for company. Why we got this plastic? You sitting on it sweating. Oh, my God. And no air conditioning. That's the other thing. Air conditioning? What is that?
Oh, that was only in one room.
Yeah.
That was in mom
your mom had the fan.
Room.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go in there. Hey.
No
you
way.
You know about dipping your sheets in the sink and letting it be cool on the bed to stay cool.
I want to sleep with
a wet sheet.
That's a good one. Now, that's a real good one.
Y'all can have that one.
that's a real good one.
And you're right, Doc. We got the TV early, first thing in the morning. So we could watch our little Spider-Man and Amazing Friends and the Monsters. Once Grandpa got home, it was Have Gun, Will Travel.
That's
Bonanza.
Right. Oh, Bonanza. The horse Bonanza. Cartwright. Bonanza, man. That was, I tell you what, those things, it just brings back it's gone maybe 30 years without even thinking.
And Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla
wrestling.
Monsoon.
Yeah. Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, man, Gorilla Monsoon. Yeah, that wrestling. For my mom, man. You know, Bobo, Freddie Blassie and Bobo Brazil and Andre the Giant, all those. I mean, it was so much that went on. And then the boxing, of course, was so big, and it was one of the things that kind of tied you, made you go, you know, nationally, because everybody was so
boxing. Boxing back then, Floyd, it was the complete opposite of what it is now.
Yep. Yeah.
And look, and our superheroes that came on TV, Batman and Superman, mm-hmm. Hey, they didn't look like Greek gods. They looked like plumbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, Robin like was so man. Skinny, like a little. Robin's like a little skinny kid. It was nothing.
Superman had a gut, bro.
Yeah, Superman. But that's
Superman
why
had a gut.
The man from Uncle. I tell you what, so many good memories. I'm glad our brain's still functional. 757, man. It's take great. Care of yourself. Appreciate you, man.
Hail to the W.
Hail to the W. Love you back. Go to Greenbelt. Ronald, thanks for being patient. Welcome to the Hoffman Show. Craig, come cuss us out.
Old school, UHF, channel 45, channel 20.
Oh, UHF, I forgot about that. See, Anthony knows nothing about UHF.
Johnny, Johnny Sacco, robot, giant robot, Ultraman was my...
Ultraman.
Yeah, no, oh, my God, he was a beast. I want him to fight King Kong so bad, or Godzilla. It was crazy. McHale's Navy, Gilligan's Island. I'm going to leave you.
Oh, Gilligan's Island. Dog, don't go to Gilligan's Island. Yeah, no, that was action-packed. Appreciate the memories, man. Nice little move to go, and we appreciate that. You know what? It shows you technology, and we with the black, the sports was in black and white, and it didn't matter. And the Yankees were still good back in the day. My father loved the San Francisco Giants because of wonderful Willie Mays and McCovey, so it was all good. Well, we play the hits. And today was a lot of fun. You know, Craig gonna be cussing us out when he come in. Y'all was talking about what? And we didn't even get the neck bones, dude. We'll save that for another time. But we appreciate all of you. And we go about the spirit, about competition. And all we want to do is win championships in all of our favorite sports. God bless you. Keep it real. DOC on the out.